Welcome back. This is Sharon Rhodes from Time for You. Today we conclude our discussions about things the sea can teach us. There are many. Did you know in the U.S., our coastal areas generate 85% of all U.S. tourism revenues? Clearly, many of us love being by the sea. We seem to be healthier and happier when we are on or near the ocean. In other words, we need the sea for our well-being. And the sea needs us. It needs our respect and our protection to help restore it to the pristine condition it once was. You see, the oceans help to regulate our climate, provide us food, jobs, and transportation. We need our oceans. Every year, more than 8 million tons of plastic are dumped into our oceans. Unlike the pieces of glass that the ocean transforms into beautiful sea glass, as we discussed in an earlier podcast, the ocean simply cannot transform plastic into beautiful gems. Instead, that plastic waste threatens the plants and the animals that live in the sea, and it creates an unhealthy imbalance that will surely harm us all. Our oceans really are the lifeblood of our earth, and no matter how far from the sea you may live, it still affects you, and it needs you. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, oceans provide over half the world's oxygen source. They store 50 times more carbon dioxide than the atmosphere. They transport heat from the equator to the poles and help regulate our climate. Did you know that 76% of all U.S. trade involves some form of marine transportation? The oceans produce $282 billion in goods and services. They provide seafood and other ingredients for food, even including peanut butter. The oceans provide ingredients for many of our nutritional supplements and/or our medicines. We must become better stewards of the oceans, of all the environment. We must listen to the lessons the sea would teach us and make a commitment to do our part to clean up all the oceans and waterways in the world. To do any less will result in lessons we simply want to avoid at all cost. I trust you've enjoyed our little discussions about the ocean. Lessons from the Sea is what we've called this podcast series. If you enjoy our talks, please check back, follow us, and be sure to share Time for You with your friends. Till next time, I'm Sharon Rhodes from Time for You, reminding you to always take a moment each and every day and be sure to make time for you.